Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.
Welcome back. 12:06 at 12:60 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Hour number two underway with the arrival of Stephen Dynan, Washington Times political editor. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Andy.
Obama changes rules for refugees, further breaches trust in Congress. I must admit, when I saw the headline, I was not surprised. Here's a guy who loves to change rules, and evidently the Republicans don't trust him when it comes to enforcing our laws. And this goes even farther, I guess.
Yeah, you know, last week was a really sort of we saw a lot of amazing sort of moves on immigration, and one of them was John Boehner coming out and saying, look, immigration is dead until we can trust the president to enforce the laws. Almost at exactly the same time, maybe, you know, a couple, a dozen hours or so earlier, the president had issued this new Homeland Security, I guess technically, had issued this new policy on asylum and refugee seekers. It says, look, the law says you can't get approved for asylum or refugee status if you have given material support to groups that are designated as terrorists. We have decided that that's actually too strict. Even though the law says material support, we're going to read that to mean that that means serious material support. Those who have given limited material support, i.e., you know, regular economic transactions, selling, doing business, selling stuff, whatever, as long as it's not weapons or arms or major things. People who have just engaged in commerce with folks who are somehow tied to terrorism, those folks can now get approved. It's very complex, very technical, and it may even be a good policy to say that limited support should not disqualify you. The problem is that normally you should go through Congress to do that. You should have that debate. You should change the law and redo the definitions and have a national discussion over this. Instead, the administration went ahead and did it unilaterally, and this comes just as Congress is saying, as Republicans are saying, we don't trust the president to enforce our laws as we write them, and sure enough, he goes ahead and says, I'm reinterpreting this law. So it could not have been worse timing for the president, even if it is a good policy.
Yeah. Now, many on the right say it's an abuse of power. On the left, it's a tease to say you're going to do something about immigration, but then back away when the heat's turned up, right?
Yeah, so this is the big debate from the last couple of weeks. Once Republicans said, we don't trust the president, you had Democrats saying, well, how come you don't trust him? That's insane. He's deported 2 million people in his time as president, which sets records. So you saying you don't trust him is purely your political cop-out. You realized you didn't have the votes. You realized you were going to split your party. And so rather than do the tough political decisions, you guys decided to cop out and blame the president. And, there may be a little bit of truth to that, and that John Boehner a week earlier had said full speed ahead and then got his leash yanked essentially by his caucus, and so he needed to find a way to say, well, it's not that I got out of my members, it's that, the president has undercut my efforts. So that's what John Boehner was doing. So there's some truth to what Democrats are saying. However, the basic charge of that the president has deported 2 million people, and so why wouldn't you trust him to enforce the laws? That's where I have real questions. The list of areas of reasons why Republicans wouldn't trust the president on immigration is pretty darn long, and it begins with things like this new asylum decision, which comes just from out of nowhere. It goes on to the fact that Republicans question that 2 million deportation number, saying that the administration is cooking the books. It goes on to even further. You look at all of the different policies the president has explicitly issued, carving out certain categories of illegal immigrants who won't be who simply won't be deported at all. It goes on to the fact that the administration is still 4 years ago, it scrapped the definition of border security, and here we are 4 years later, and they don't even have a new definition, so they're pushing for an immigration bill and saying, yes, we'll secure the borders, but we don't even know how we would measure those secure borders. It goes on even further to look at what the administration's done in lawsuits. They sued Arizona.
Right.
They sued states that cracked down, but they have not gone after Chicago or other sanctuary city states, which are just as much in violation of federal law by saying, we're not going to cooperate with federal authorities on any of these. We're simply not going to return ICE's phone calls if they ask us to hold illegal immigrants for them to come by and pick up later. So, if the president really were serious about trying to regain trust of Republicans, one easy initial step would be to go ahead and sue those sanctuary cities. Another step would be to release a border security definition so that we can evaluate what the administration's done. A third would be to go ahead and actually maybe discuss why he has carved out these certain policies, go ahead and release more numbers about the who he's actually deporting so we can see whether it's apples-to-apples comparisons. There are a number of issues out there where he could actually go ahead and take steps to restore trust. I don't think he's going to do any of those.
Mm-hmm. All right, now some could argue we already have amnesty in place. Chances are you're here illegally, just living in the shadows. You're pretty safe, right?
Yeah, you know, we did an analysis last year after the 2013 deportation, fiscal year 2013 numbers came out, and it turned out that the administration ended up of illegal immigrants who live in the interior of the country, not the ones who are just recently coming across the border, but those who are living in the interior of the country, only 1%, about 1%, were deported last year in 2013, which means that your chances of actually being deported were 1% if you were an illegal immigrant. It was a lot higher if you were a criminal illegal immigrant who got picked up in a law enforcement stop or something like that, but if you were just as I call them, rank-and-file illegal immigrants who are going about your business, living and working, and not really getting in trouble with the law, and in particular, if you are a younger illegal immigrant or a parent of an illegal immigrant parent of children, your chances of being deported are almost nil. So most of the illegal immigrants have little danger and probably not very much fear of actually being deported at this point. And that's what this all comes down to is. You're never going to be able to get all 11 million illegal immigrants. You'll never be able to have an enforcement state big enough to actively go out and get them. The question is, are you doing enough so that there's a deterrent effect there? Are you doing enough so that people have a fear and that fear plays into their calculations? Look, right now there's no question that fear doesn't play into their calculations. That's why people say you have a de facto amnesty. And the Democratic argument is, look, we have a de facto amnesty. You guys might as well go ahead and write a process to actually legalize these folks. Let's get to it, because otherwise they are living in the shadows. We don't know who they are, and it is a de facto amnesty. Wouldn't you at least, if we're going to make sure they're here legal, if we're going to make sure they're here and they never get deported, wouldn't you guys at least like to put them through some sort of legal process so maybe we can get the ones who should be deported?
Mm-hmm. All right. I want to get into this Chuck Schumer presentation from the Talking Head shows on Sunday. He's got a new idea for Republicans. Go ahead and pass the bill, implement it in 2017. That way the president will be out of office and you don't have to worry about him tampering with it. You think, is he calling Boehner's bluff here?
Well, to some extent, but the problem is that the details of that are almost unworkable. You know, so what happens in the intervening 3 years? Do we insist, if we do that, does Congress insist that President Obama actually enforces the law in those intervening 3 years? He's already said he's not going to do that. If you have those folks, do they remain in a limbo status from now until 2017? Schumer seemed to indicate that you would actually change the Senate legalization bill. Says if you came here by the end of 2011, you can get legal status, which means all of 2012 and 2013, if you came here, you wouldn't get legal status. Yesterday, he said, well, actually, we would just boost that date to the end of 2013. So he's already grabbing, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, more illegal immigrants into his legalization program that he couldn't even get that further number through the Senate. So the details are almost impossible to work out. I think that's essentially... it's probably a no-brainer. That's his way of, a no-deal. That's probably his way of trying to keep the talk on this as much as possible because he thinks it's a good political issue for him. Now, you know, I don't doubt his sincerity in wanting to get a deal done, but that's not going to get it done.
Mm-hmm. All right. In the final minute or so we have left, what's happening this week? Anything good?
Well, so we'll have a couple more fights probably on unemployment. We might actually begin our minimum wage fights here. We're sort of still in the economic talking points fight. The Republicans are passing jobs bills and roll back Obama administration regulations bills, and Senate Democrats are passing their income inequality agenda. So no, we're sort of in the partisan sniping phase, and we'll probably be this way for most of the rest of this year. Just because both sides are sort of gearing up already for the election. Republicans think that Obamacare is the message they need to take into that election, and Democrats are still searching for a message.
Yeah, and they were really taking it to the left over the weekend about the whole CBO report last week. I kind of knew that was going to blow up over the weekend, but yeah, I can see Obamacare will be the focus.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Yep. All right, Stephen, thanks for your help.
My pleasure, Andy.
Stephen Dynan, Washington Times political editor. It's 1216 at 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Still to come, reporter Ben Wolfgang has a story that you should be aware of. Democrats want to move more to the left in 2016. My first question, is that possible? Anyway, we'll check in with Ben in just a couple of minutes, get the latest on that. A little later, White House reporter Dave Boyer will join me. We'll find out what the president is up to this week and what happened over the weekend. Stay right here, WRC.